It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for listening all over North America, wherever you might be. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Listen to every minute and every second on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And what did we talk about in the first hour? Deion Sanders revealing to the world that he had bladder cancer. It's a good thing that he had it. He had his bladder removed. He is now cancer-free and ready to coach Colorado. We talked about Shamar Stewart and Terry McLaurin showing up to work this weekend. Well, Terry McLaurin still doesn't have a contract. He's just at work, not practicing due to an ankle issue that I don't believe is true. We talked about the Hall of Fame inductions. Ichiro Suzuki goes in, CC Sabathia goes in, Billy Wagner goes in, God rest his soul, Dave Parker goes in. He passed away last month. And so we've been busy, and we're going to continue to do more. Hey, man, we got so much going on. We'll get into Michael Parsons. Still out here beefing with the Dallas Cowboys, or maybe the Dallas Cowboys are beefing with him, likely. We have Brian Howell, who's going to join us from Buff Zone to talk about the Buffaloes next hour on the news of what we've heard about Deion Sanders. Aaron Rodgers and Terry Bradshaw, they might kiss and make up, or do they even have a beef? Christian Wilkins, he has a beef with the Raiders, wants his money, but apparently he's kissing teammates who don't want kisses. Okay, Shaq hates Rudy Gobert, Luka is skinny, Rob Manfred is getting cursed out by Bryce Harper, we got baseball players who might be associated with gambling, just another day in the neighborhood. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet everywhere. At JR Sport Brief. Not hard to find. You got Twitter at JR Sport Brief. You got Instagram at JR Sport Brief. I'm all over the place. What a day. What a first hour. Bacha, how the heck did the first hour go by so quick?
When you're having fun and ranting about, I don't know, a lot of things.
Oh, rant? I'm not ranting.
No, it's not ranting. We're talking about it.
Yeah, having fun ranting. No ranting. Save that for other people. No ranting here. Just chilling, relaxing. Like David from Los Angeles who wants to call. Maybe he has a rant. 888-710-4ISN. David from L.A., what's on your mind?
Hey, JR, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Not so much a rant. I just wanted to hear if you have an opinion on this. You know, CC Sabathia's speech about Ichiro Suzuki taking that Rookie of the Year award away from him. I know he was in jest. But I do remember, like, this was happening decades ago where there was a debate about whether or not players who come over from the NPB should be eligible to win Rookie of the Year in the MLB. And the argument against it is the NPB is the highest professional league in Japan. And right. Many of these players who come over, they have extensive baseball experience. So for them, coming over to the MLB means they have a huge advantage in that Rookie of the Year battle against a player who just got called up from AAA or who just came out of college, you know. And it's not necessarily like anyone who's had MLB experience goes over to the NPB and is just going to completely tear up the league
because
the NPB is a strong league.
Yes, well, to save us some time here, thank you, Dave, for calling from Los Angeles. I think it's not Major League Baseball. We have heard people define the Japanese, their professional baseball league, NPB, as being a AAA kind of league. And there's no guarantee that anybody coming over from there is going to have success in the United States of America. And as you just stated, it kind of runs the same way. Nobody, just because you perform in the United States of America, doesn't mean that you're going to have that type of success going over to Japan. And so, yes, I think somebody coming over from another league, I don't care what league it is, if you're participating in Major League Baseball, you should be able to win Rookie of the Year. Why not? There's no guarantee that Ichiro, he came over at 27 years old. There was no guarantee that he was going to come over and light the world up. And so I think he was deserving. I mean, we got people who come over from, you know, Europe who play basketball. Luka Doncic, for example. Luka Doncic came over. He was an MVP of the EuroLeague as a teenager. Like, there was no set flat period that, oh, well, now he's not a rookie. So it doesn't matter. You come over, you don't have experience in the league, whether you were drafted out of college, whether you come from a different country, a different league. I think you can win rookie of the year. Not a big deal. We've seen plenty of people come over and fail. And to see Ichiro Suzuki do it as like the first everyday position player. Like all the guys who came over before him, we're talking about guys like Nomo. Those dudes are all throwing, okay? Ichiro came over with the bat and was like, I got this. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. We got Mason calling from San Diego, where the Chargers should be. I know they're practicing, but they should be there full time. Mason, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Man, I don't care about the Chargers, man. What's up, JR, the man, the legend, man? I'm a Raider fan, man. I call them talk about the Raiders.
Well, the Raiders should still be in California too. They should be in Oakland.
Yeah, I know that's sad because I rep the West Coast and I'm like, oh, Raiders, but yeah, they're close. They're close enough.
Okay,
it don't matter. Hey, I'm a Raider fan. Raiders could move to Scotland. I'm a Scotland Raider fan.
Okay.
But before I got to them, hey, Ichiro was trolling the Marlins, man. Come on. The Marlins won 2 World Series. So he had to be trolling him. Yeah. And I remember the first one he won with Pudge. They won with Pudge. I remember that. Pudge.
Yeah, where the hell has he been at? He's been kind of now that I think about it, I haven't heard Rodriguez's name. And where has he been? Didn't he get caught up in the drugs, too, at one point?
Hello, that's why you ain't heard from him.
Yeah.
He's probably like, hey, let me count this money and just chill where I'm at.
Right, right. Well, what about the Raiders?
Man, come on. Hey, look, Antonio Brown.
Uh-oh.
Henry Ruggs, who killed Tina Tintor in Las Vegas, because I never forget her name and stuff like that. Rest in peace. And John Gruden, the hit job on John Gruden, which actually brought on itself. Yeah. Chandler Jones.
Oh boy, where's Chandler? Is he like naked in his garage somewhere on Instagram? Oh my god!
Boy, hanging out with his brother who kind of retired. Didn't
retire. John?
Who knows?
Waiting on a White House fight that Dana White says he can't rely on him for. Right? Yeah.
Word. Yeah. And then now Christian Wilkins, who kissed some dude on the head that didn't like that. Hey man, there has to be, no pun intended, some silver and black lining in here. I think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs this year, brother. What you think?
Oh, man. I don't know. That is still a difficult division, okay? You start thinking about the AFC West.
Right.
You're not worried about the Chiefs. I know you are. You're a Raiders fan.
Man, we almost beat the Chiefs last year.
Well,
we almost beat the Chiefs last year.
The fact and idea that when they do, the Raiders beat the Chiefs, that there's a celebration, lets you know what the pecking order looks like. And so when you think about the Chargers, you would expect them to continue to get better. Now that Harbaugh is moving into his second year. The Broncos, they got a quarterback in Nix who's no longer a rookie. You would expect him to get better.
I was hoping the Raiders was going to draft him. They didn't.
Yeah, but even if the Kansas City Chiefs are worse, I mean, one day they'll have a bad season and they will be worse. It's like everybody in the division has improved. I would select and take a look at the Chargers to be better, and then even the Broncos, especially with that defense. So, Raiders to the playoffs, Geno Smith. I'm not excited about the Raiders. I'm sorry, but thank you for reminding us of all the terrible issues Raiders have dealt with over the years. Hey, Mason, thank you for calling from
I love and appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Damn. Bocce, he started going through that list, and I'm like, damn, he could really go on forever. Like, is there a team? He didn't even say a name like Jamarcus Russell. Like, the Raiders just bring in players that just punish them and their fan base. That's it.
Yeah, they are the Georgia of the NFL at this point.
Did you hear a guy got
again?
He didn't even play a game for Georgia yet. He's a recruit. What did he get? Popped for speeding, I think?
I think speeding.
It's like, what is it, a rite of passage on your way to Athens? You got to go speeding down 78? It's just, shout out to everybody in Athens. But damn, man, it's just, you're right. The Raiders are like the Georgia. You are correct, man. Damn. And then as he referred to Christian Wilkins, we learned last week that the Raiders cut him. After one season, he came over from Miami. He got a $110 million contract. And the Raiders said, bye. And it's like, what? Like, he'd been here for a year. Okay, sure, he broke his foot. But you want him on the interior of the defensive line. You want Crosby on one end. You want him in the middle. That's a good thing. He broke his foot. And then they cut him. And then we got more word that apparently he wasn't rehabbing the way that they wanted him to. And then it came out that they wanted him to have a surgery that he didn't want to have. They're like, hey, you need to have another surgery on your foot. He's like, nah, I'm going to rehab. And then we started to get rumors that he wasn't liked in the locker room. And then just over the past 24, 48 hours, more things started to come out. Somebody online was one of his teammates was just like, yeah, he was a weird guy. I'm like, what? He's a weird guy in the locker room. And then people started putting up videos and little clips. Like when he was in Miami, you know, guys are in the pile. And he intentionally reached over and decided to grab the opponent's junk to try to inflict pain upon him on the ground. It's like, okay. I saw a clip earlier today when he was at Clemson, when they won the national championship. Somebody put up a clip where he kicked his leg into the air like a cheerleader and did a split. And people are making all types of jokes right now about this man. And apparently the issue that he had in the locker room, let's just say it's not an issue that you thought you would hear. Listen to what Adam Schefter said to Pat McAfee earlier today.
From speaking to people inside the locker room, I think what everybody's dancing around and tiptoeing around is the fact that when you speak to people there inside the locker room, they say that Christian playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head, and those same people said that that player took offense to it. So that's what everybody's been dancing around and tap dancing around, an incident in the locker room where he allegedly playfully kissed a teammate on top of his head. That teammate felt offended by it. And that's what a lot of this talk and speculation that people have just been floating around out there is about.
Oh, man. Okay. Apparently, HR got involved. Botch, it's not the same HR from, does that lady still got a job from the Coldplay concert?
No, not anymore. She's gone.
Did she get fired or she stepped down too?
One or the other. I just know she's far away, not looking back at all at that company.
Did somebody say she was rich or something like that? Family's
rich? I saw something that she was like old money that she had.
Good for her. Doesn't have to work a day in her life as HR. But apparently HR was called. Like, what are we doing here? Like, is this appropriate? Like, this is football. Like, why don't you just, if you don't like Christian Wilkins kissing you in the locker room, isn't the appropriate reaction just to punch him in the face? Like, are you going and you're telling HR that, hey, the working conditions here in the Raiders locker room is not good? I can't imagine at the professional level. We all know what happens at pretty much every level. Of what these guys are saying and doing to each other. I mean, I don't know. This is maybe not be something I need to be bringing up. There was a video from like 15 years ago of like Anthony Davis in the locker room at Kentucky. You know, and they were making jokes with him. And it's just HR and an NFL locker room. Botch, you ever heard something like this before?
No. I guess it's something that the guy didn't. Maybe it's like a smaller player and so Wilkins is muscular and didn't want to mess with him.
Oh.
Okay. He went the easy route instead of having to, you know.
Well, if you're going to kiss somebody on the forehead, it wouldn't be another you know, somebody bigger than him. I mean, there's guys on the roster bigger than him. He's what, like 6'2", 6'3", you know, 250, 260, 270, 280? I don't know. We kiss a running back on the top of the head?
I don't know.
I just find it odd to hear that an NFL player went to HR to complain. I don't know. Maybe they wanted the guy fired. Well, they got what they wanted, I guess so. I've never heard that before, but hey, unsafe working conditions, make it what it is. Hey, before I worked here, I was on WFAN, and I'm still here now, but Botcher, Boomer Esiason, I interviewed him years ago. He put me in a headlock. Now, if I was an Odyssey employee at the time, could I call HR?
Yes, I think. I have to rewatch my training video.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. What? Are you caught up on a work training video?
I am. I'm all good, and I had to do a couple more.
Oh, my God. I feel like they send one every week. Like, how much training do I need? Can I actually work? How much training do I need to do?
You have to get all of the achievements and then print out the certificate? Just a copy and paste certificate and put them on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. And shout outs to everybody who has to, you know, work in a great place. All things considered, Botcha, you know who I see when I come to work by choice?
No, I don't know.
Almost nobody.
Oh.
I mean, I don't see you. You're in New York. I don't see you. Why do I need workplace training? I show up. I lock myself in a room and I yell into a microphone for 4 hours. I'm not. Do I need workplace training to talk to America? I didn't need that. Why do I need workplace training to interact with employees that I don't interact with?
You do have training for talking to America, though.
I do?
We do. I had to do one.
What the heck is that?
It's like the FCC rules.
FCC? You think I took a test on FCC something?
I hope so.
FCC. FCC won't let me be. That's what Eminem said. FCC rules? Come on. I need to take a test for that? As long as I don't say a couple of magic words, what do I need a test for?
It's like small stuff, like promoting things and bribes and whatnot.
Common sense. What, payola?
Basically.
Oh, common sense stuff, man. Shout out to everybody out there whose job makes them take exams and tests. Even the NFL has tests. I remember the Wizinator. At least I don't got a P to keep my job. I don't. Damn. They watch the NFL. Botch, you know about this, right? They watch the guys pee.
Yes. It's very awkward.
Yeah. It's like, whip it out, pee. Go ahead. Let me see. Whoa. I guess make $18-20 million. How much you think that guy gets paid?
At least, I don't know, over $100,000. At least, maybe $200,000.
So walk around and watch guys pee. Okay. All right. Yeah. You gotta make some good money watching guys pee. What a world. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're gonna exit off of this subject. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to get into Rob Manfred and the fact that he got cursed out by Bryce Harper. But speaking of health and fitness, you know, going regularly is terrific. Ask Deion Sanders. Thank God he can still go regularly. There's an NBA player who's gotten into the best shape of his life. And we hear that a lot in the offseason by just about every professional athlete. But apparently this guy really did it. I'm going to tell you the NBA player who has switched things up completely. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay. A little still tipping. Okay. All right. Damn. Shout outs to Houston. And shout outs to Texas. And shout outs to a guy who used to be in Texas. Now he's in Los Angeles. That's Luka Doncic. Before we went to break, we talked about Christian Wilkins. Thank you, Mason, from San Diego, for bringing it up. Christian Wilkins has now joined a long list of Raiders who have gotten into extracurricular activities. Apparently, he kissed a teammate on the head. The teammate did not appreciate this, and that is one of the reasons that he's been shown the door by the Raiders. Okay, yeah, sure. I'm fine. We'll see what happens with Christian Wilkins. He has a broken foot, so He ain't playing football no time soon. But Luka Doncic gets traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, which is still crazy to think about. That happened just earlier this year. Ends up on the Lakers, is running the court with LeBron James, and they lose in the playoffs. And then we get the message because they didn't have a big man and they didn't have depth and have nothing to do with Luka or LeBron. But you might remember after the season ended, J.J. Redick basically said the Los Angeles Lakers need to get into championship shape. Now, LeBron James is about to be 41 years old at the end of the year. 41. LeBron James is in and has been in world-class shape. Ain't nobody else thinking about anybody else on the Los Angeles Lakers. Who cares? Austin Reeves? Who cares? Nobody thinks about him. This was basically a message to Luka Doncic. Listen to what J.J. Redick said when the Lakers season ended.
We have a ways to go as a roster, and certainly there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
They have to get in championship shape. Well, we already, once the season ended, I feel like even by the time we got to June, we started getting photos of Luka. Little lighter in the backside, okay? Luka had lost some weight, looked slimmer. I mean, for years, he's never looked like he's never been ripped. He's never been cut. Coming into the league, he was younger. As he got older, he got heavier, had that fat on him. Nobody's going to put him in the category of Zion Williamson. But we know Luka apparently looks different. He's changed his diet here. He switched things up. He had a conversation with Men's Health magazine. Okay? And now he's eating different. He's exercising. He's getting ready to play in the Euros. Luka says, visually, I would say my whole body looks better. Luka is 26 years old. And maybe at this point in time, Luka will make it through an entire season. And this is what happens for a lot of professional athletes. They go through the grind of it all, and they realize that they have to switch things up. I still find it crazy that one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest big men of all time, Nikola Jokic, when he came over to the United States of America, he had to change his diet. They said this guy was drinking 2 liters of soda a day. I couldn't even tell you how much sugar is in that. And so naturally, as you get older, you start realizing, man, I can't do the same things that I do. Karl Anthony Towns, before he got traded to the New York Knicks, was looking at Anthony Edwards and like, man, this, you got to take your diet seriously. You can't be out here eating, you know, a fried chicken before the game. Like, you have to take it seriously, and it catches up with you. Catches up. Bacha, let me tell you something. In an ironic twist, I had soda for the first time today, and I don't even know how many years. It's been a very, very long time. A very long time. Maybe a decade. Maybe longer than that, Bacha.
Really, I don't see a reason for soda anymore. The only time I ever get it is with a mixed drink. That's it.
Oh, yeah, alcohol, yeah. And I stopped that years ago, too. Yeah. So, As a lot of places, shout outs to everybody outside. I hope you're keeping cool. If you have to be outside, I hope, you know, you're doing the best that you can. There's parts of the country that have heat warnings of an excess of 100 degrees. It feels like 100, 110, 115. I shout outs to people at Biloxi, Mississippi. If you're at the Beau Rivage right now, have a drink for me. But they had a heat index today, I think, of 115 degrees. And so here, not at the studio, but there's an entire complex where the studio is here in Atlanta. They got a food hall. You know, they got all these entertainment and restaurants. They have an open air park for gathering. And so they have a machine outside. It's from Starry. What is that? They changed the name of it. What is it? Sierra Mist? Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
So they rebranded Sierra Mist from Pepsi, and Now they call it Starry. And so they put a big vending machine downstairs and with some boards next to it, pretty expensive, looks nice. And it's just like, hey, it's 100 degrees outside, have a free Starry. And I guess they're going to turn this into a commercial and all the schmucks and me will be in some Starry commercial that I have no idea about in a little while. Because they're like, hey, you're being photographed and videoed. And I'm like, great, terrific, okay? And so I'm like, it is 100 degrees outside. I haven't had one of these in a long time. And I wanted something free. Botcher, I looked at the back of that label. This bottle of soda, I'm like, this is why I don't drink it. It said it had 130 grams of sugar in it. What is that?
A lot. That's quite a bit. And then you drink it, and then you start shaking.
I'm looking at my hands now. Now, how much soda do I have to shake? I'm not shaking.
Probably a bottle.
I had the whole bottle already. Well,
I'm just saying, do you drink coffee?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Then so, pretty soon.
I'm going to start shaking pretty soon?
Yes.
Yeah, I might have coffee literally twice a year. Yeah, no. I'm not shaking. I don't feel anything, actually.
You should be feeling something. Do you feel hyper?
No. Do I sound hyper? I feel like I sound the same. Do I sound different?
No, you don't sound different. I don't know. Maybe you're immune to soda.
Yeah, maybe I am. I drank that bottle in the whole first hour of the show. Now I'm not going to have another soda for another decade. I'm like, 130 grams of sugar? What is this? It's something that, like, I did something that Luca used to do. Now we're switching. Maybe I'll get fat now that he got skinny. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, no more talk about the skinny Luca. Luca used to play in Dallas. We're going to talk about those Cowboys. Because, yeah, they are still trying to figure out Micah Parsons' deal. And now you got Jerry Jones' son who's saying stupid things. It's just a wild world down in Dallas. We got some info on some things going on in Cleveland, and we'll get into that as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, my goodness. Tyler Guyton, you just heard it from Rich Ackerman. Feared to have a torn ACL. Just the Dallas Cowboys are just, they can't catch a break. You're trying to keep Dak Prescott healthy and upright, and you already got a casualty here on the offensive line. Damn, man. Cowboy, at least they're not the Raiders, right? Cowboys have a ridiculous valuation. They got to be worth at least $15 billion right now. But damn, Guyton, feared to have a torn ACL. I'm sure we'll have that confirmed over the next 24 hours. And it's been a busy weekend for the Dallas Cowboys, of course. Why? It has nothing to do with Jake Ferguson getting a four-year, $52 million contract extension, despite the fact that he was pretty much hurt all of last year. A target for Dak Prescott gets paid. But the guy who hasn't gotten paid is Michael Parsons, because that's all anybody wants to talk about every single day. It's like, who cares about Jake Ferguson? What's up with Micah? Entering into the final year of his contract. Look at all this big money that the edge rushers are getting, 40 plus mil a year. We know he's going to break the bank. Now, Jared and his son Steven decided to put in their 2 cents over the weekend because the fans have just been, they've been yelling at him. Like, the fans have been out in Oxnard, California, at Dallas Cowboys training camp. They have been yelling when they see Jerry. They've been yelling when they see Steven. They're yelling to pay Micah Parsons. Come on now, Jerry Jones was, listen to this. Jerry Jones was starting to talk, and the fans were yelling at him, listen.
I was shocked. I was shocked last year.
Now, he was shocked. Listen, Jerry Jones decided to then needle Micah Parsons. He says that before we paid CeeDee Lamb last year, the fans were out here yelling about paying CD much louder than they were for Micah. It's like, okay, it's a little bit of a something, but why you got to needle the guy? Why you got to have problems? Why you got to say this? Jerry Jones is always saying something, just old man rambling. His son Steven, I'm not going to say he's a rambler. That's what Steven had to say about the pay Micah chance.
Did you hear the fans yelling pay Micah yesterday? And what do you think when you hear that?
It doesn't change anything. I mean, we want to pay Micah too. He's got to want to be paid.
He's got to want to be paid. What the hell does that mean? What, is he supposed to just sit there and just take whatever you offer him? That's not what a negotiation is. And in all things considered, when you take a look at some of the dumb things that's coming out of his dad's mouth, like, what is he just supposed to roll over? I mean, it was a couple of months ago that Jerry Jones, who's just needling everybody throughout the process, he's just like, oh, I don't even know who his agent is. Like, I just talked to him direct and his agent, David Mulligetta. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he enjoyed that. No, come on now. Jerry Jones is a nut. He had a chat with KENS Channel 5 in San Antonio. And Jerry Jones is just like, man, we got to do a deal where we can still have money to pay other guys.
What we're doing with the Cowboys is we're trying to do an agreement with Micah that helps us have more left over so that other players can have it. So it's in the interest of having a better team to basically do the best job of negotiating for everybody's benefit, mainly his teammates.
Bruh, he's still going to get paid more than anybody else. He's still going to pick up a check that is bigger than anybody who's not throwing a football in the NFL. You might recall Michael Parsons. I said he's at work. He's practicing. He's working out. Terry McLaurin, he showed up to be at Commanders camp over the weekend. He's there, but he ain't practicing. And pretty much there to stop the everyday fines of $50,000. But Michael Parsons last week, he said, man, I'm here at camp and it ain't for Jerry. I'm here for my teammates.
I'm doing this for myself and my teammates. Like I said, this isn't for Jerry. This isn't for Steven. This is for guys like Trey. This is to help guys like Donovan, Sam, guys who I know I can get better just by being here and being there for them.
Man, come on. He's still going to get paid. He's going to get paid the day before the regular season starts, is it? Or the day of. That's just how Jerry Jones works. Like an idiot. Let me stretch everything out. Let me make everybody wait and sweat down to the last second, and he ends up paying more. Micah Parsons says he wanted to get a deal and a contract done last year. That's just not the Jerry Jones way. None at all. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of people throwing the ball, let's talk about the Browns real fast. Yeah, the Cleveland Browns. The team that has multiple quarterbacks, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett hurt his hamstring over the weekend. Kenny Pickett, I'm not going to say he picked the wrong time to get hurt. But when you think about the quarterback competition, what is it? Let's just hand the job over to Joe Flacco. We know unless Joe Flacco just completely crapped the bed over the next month, that Joe Flacco was going to be the starter. Like, Kenny Pickett wasn't going to see a chance or an opportunity to throw. And now dealing with a hammy, we know those things, they come, they go. But Kenny Pickett should be fine because he was going to carry a clipboard anyway until Joe Flacco had to be taken out the game due to age, injury, or just throwing too many damn interceptions. This is what Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Browns, had to say about the Super Bowl award-winning, Super Bowl winning, Kenny Pickett.
It happened at the end of practice there a couple days ago. Felt something, so we'll just treat it. You know, for any player, you know, you're disappointed when you can't be out there with any injury, but he'll be fine. He'll rehab. He'll get back out very quickly.
Did you have a
I don't have a timeline. We're, and, you know, with something like this, we'll see how it goes. But his mindset, my mindset, will just go day to day.
I had enough of that stuff with Kenny Pickett. Who cares? The biggest story is what happens with Shador. Is Shador going to get a chance? Is Dillon Gabriel going to get a chance? And we all know Deshaun Watson is sitting around in the back somewhere rehabbing, hopefully appropriately. And we know he has a tendency to rehab inappropriately. And so the question is, with all these damn quarterbacks, can they keep four on a roster? There's been rumors that before we get to the start of the season, that their general manager, Andrew Berry, is just going to tell one of them, hey, pack your bags. We're trading you to, I don't know, Siberia. This is what Andrew Berry had to say about keeping four damn QBs on the team.
There's just more flexibility in terms of how to build your 48-man game day roster, where it's maybe not as quite as restrictive in the past. Now, that being said, when roster rules were more, let's say, draconian, there have been teams that have carried four. So if there are four that are 53-man worthy, and we think it makes the most sense for us to keep, then we will.
Yeah, we'll see. We got to wait and we have to see. You think about what's taking place and having two rookie quarterbacks. They made picking up Shador. He was a make-a-wish kid. It's just bad. And so I can't see a world where they trade Shador. Maybe they trade Dillon, depending on what these guys look like. Do they want to go into the season with Shador on the roster? I think they may have a little bit of regret. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they traded one of them, but I think you would probably keep Shador on the team given his upside. You would want to see what he can go out there and do. And Shador hasn't even seen a first-team rep here so far in training camp. And Kevin Stefanski, he was asked about how he was going to spread things along now that Kenny Pickett isn't going to get some of these first team reps. Listen to what Stefanski had to say.
Obviously, everybody will get a little bit more because of how you're going to distribute those reps.
All right, forget that. What about Shador and Dillon Gabriel specifically? Come on.
I think it's really dependent on the period, what we're trying to accomplish in that period, and just moving these guys around, giving them some more exposure.
He's just saying a bunch of crap. Come on, man. And then they can't have Joe Flacco out there throwing a whole damn time. And Joe Flacco, you going to wear this guy down before we even get to one regular season game. Stop it. Can't rely on Joe Flacco. Young guys are going to get the reps. Shador was asked about this as well. He was asked about not having taken a first team rep at all in training camp. This is what he had to say.
That's not my place, you know, to answer, to even be able to give the answer to that. I feel like it's not in my control. So I'm not even going to think about that or have that even in my thought process of why it is. Like, it's a lot of people that want to have the opportunity to be at this level, and I'm here, and I'm thankful to have the opportunity. So whenever that is, it is. But it doesn't make me feel down, or it doesn't make me feel left out or anything, because I know who I am as a person.
Okay, all right. Well, nobody care about you, what you're doing as a person. People want to see you on a football field. People want to know what you, Shador Sanders, are capable of doing on the football field. Unfortunately, since you've been drafted, we found out what you can do in a car. Andrew Berry also called some of his decision-making pretty stupid. Guys over here driving 100 miles. But after you get popped the first time for going 100, is there not something in your brain that goes, maybe I shouldn't go 100 again? Like, Bacha, how many times does he have to get caught going 100 miles per hour before he goes, this is a bad idea?
Till he loses his license. So okay. Is that three?
It can happen on the first time, right?
It depends
on the state.
How many points they take.
Yeah, every state is different. Apparently here in Georgia, you can... Well, nah, Georgia's tough on driving like an idiot when you do get caught, which makes it even crazier that everybody in Athens just has all these car issues. I think we're going to see Dion. If they trade... I think it would be a disaster. I can't call it a disaster, But it'd be like, why did you waste everybody's time in drafting him? I don't know what they look like in practice. I'm not there. Could you see them trading Shador before the season starts?
Honestly, if they can pick up a fifth, I think they might.
Damn. But the remorse. Why would they want another fifth rounder back? Well, like, what value is that?
I don't know. Maybe they see there's no potential in Shador, and they're like, Ouch. Okay, Gabriel's our guy.
Ouch.
Shador hasn't had a first team rep. Let's move on. Get a fifth back. Basically, get back what we got for Shador, and try and get next year.
What a ugly message that would be for Shador. Maybe it would be a case of, hey, the Browns just got a quarterback, but if he has success somewhere else, the Browns are just going to look silly. I mean, I'm not saying they regret everything that has taken place with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, they didn't want him throwing a rock around like that. And we see what he's doing down in Tampa with two excellent wide receivers, even though Godwin got hurt last year. I don't know. I think the Browns would be better served keeping him. And damn it, they may just keep every quarterback on the roster. We'll see. But getting rid of Shador before the season starts, I think that'd be a bad idea. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, we'll talk about Rob Manfred getting cursed out by Bryce Harper. We're going to have a chat with Brian Howell about, well, Dion, Shador's dad. A lot to do. The JR Sportry Show. Don't move.